Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
We've been told by the world that our value lies in our youth.
Yes.
And that as we age, we are supposed to fade to the background and let other people take center stage.
Mm-hmm.
But what we recognize is how confusing that message is, because we feel so much more full as we age, right?
Yeah.
Hi, guys. Stella Ringer here, your chief of Aging Fabulous, and welcome to season two. Now, we've got a great show for you today, because you know Zeal is all about inspiring women 40 plus to age with boldness, confidence, and kick-ass positivity. And we've got a person here that embodies all three today. So now, do you ever remember your mom saying, stand up, chest out, so your posture would be perfect? Well, we're going to talk about that, but in a sense of our posture being perfect and standing tall as we go through this aging journey. So we've got our mental health world-renowned mental health expert, Dr. Spirit, today. Mm-hmm. Welcome,
Thank
Dr.
Thank you. Thank you. Look, at the kick-ass part, I was like, come on, let's kick ass. Yes.
That's what I'm talking about through this aging journey, because
yes.
We've got to embrace it.
Absolutely.
We've got to celebrate it.
Come on.
Because there's nothing we can do about it.
Listen.
Because it's a natural part of life.
It beats the alternative. Okay.
That's
this
what I
side
always
of the
tell
dirt.
The people.
Every day.
It
every
beats
day.
The alternative.
Come on.
So thank you again for being here.
And
tell us what's been up with Dr. Spirit.
Oh, my goodness. You talk about being around the world. It has just been, it feels like a whirlwind. So we are constantly working. I have a mental health practice, and it's not just a group therapy practice, but it's a media marketing and consulting firm. It's a nonprofit. And so we have been all over the country spreading mental health messages, from high performance athletes to your kindergartners and first graders and everybody in between. And it is just an incredible journey right now.
Wow. So you guys see, very busy. So I am grateful and thankful that you're here.
Oh, please. Anytime. This is us.
It's us. It's us. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about this aging thing, and then we'll get into our stand tall as we go through this aging journey.
Yeah.
So aging out loud, it's something that I always ask people of, like, what's your definition of aging out loud, and how does it manifest in your life?
You know, I think it's really just about not editing your journey. So for me, I'm 48, right? And I love that. And I'm so happy about that.
Mm-hmm.
But even growing up, that was something that we wouldn't talk about, right?
Exactly.
Like, you don't ask a woman
how old she is. Right.
And that also tells us that it's somehow something is wrong with being able to say it out loud.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it's really just about authenticity. It's about meeting myself. You know, the hair is graying now. I've stopped dying.
And it's beautiful.
Oh, I love you. But,
beautiful.
You know, it was kicking and screaming, because for me, it got to the point where during COVID, it wouldn't die like it used to. The pigments, you know, the browns weren't quite brown, orange, or, you know, the purple. Y'all know what I'm talking about, right? So it was a thing of just, well, let me meet myself.
Exactly.
And let me meet myself and introduce myself exactly where I am, however I am.
Yeah.
And what I didn't count on is how that would give people permission to do the exact same thing.
Yes.
And so all of a sudden, everybody around me started to age out loud. And it was like, hey, girl, hey,
I like
this version of you.
Let's do this together.
Yes.
Let's do
where
this
it's
together.
Not the cookie cutter version, but it's
exactly.
the uniqueness that says, hey, this is what my journey looks like now.
I love it. I love it. And I'm glad you mentioned your age, because we talked about that in another episode about, you know, just society. Like, don't ask the woman her age.
Don't ask, don't tell.
I'm like, you know, shout it from the rooftops.
Listen.
Now, I understand people are different. If you're comfortable with it, I say, shout it from the rooftop.
Well, listen, my kids are, I have a 28-year-old now, so it's not like I can lie and be like, I'm in my 30s. I'm like, that math ain't math.
Right.
As long as he stays away, we're okay. But if he stands next to me, it's like, you said you were how old?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you mentioned your son at 28.
Yeah.
Now, from a family perspective and balance, et cetera, you said you had six kids?
Seven.
Seven kids, y'all. And look at her. Seven kids. Tell us about that. And again, just your career and the balance piece.
Well, you know, I think it's interesting because you mentioned balance and I don't think that there is such a thing.
Okay.
I think trying to constantly find balance is also for a lot of people just anxiety provoking. The real deal is it's always organized chaos. You are always prioritizing and reprioritizing and we're all doing the best that we can. I think anytime you're in one place, you have guilt about not being in the other, right?
Yes.
So as a person who, with seven children, you know, 28, 22, let me see if I can do this the right way, because they've all just had birthdays and they'll be like, Mom, no. So 28, 22, 19, 14, 13, 8, and 6. There we go.
I'm just impressed.
Applaud, please.
Please.
It's not easy.
Please.
You know, it's a lot easier that way than when you get into the years and you're filling out paperwork and you go, was Max, is he 28? Child, I don't know. Right. But I think it's not about balance. I used to strive for balance when I was younger, and that always presented a lot of guilt because when I was working, then the question was, am I not giving enough to the kids? The mom guilt is real.
And then
when you have multiple children, I try to remind people that your kids did not ask to be here and they're not a collective, even though you may see them that way. Mm. They are individuals who need your individual time. So you have to have individual relationships. You know, and you can't get exhausted in the process. You can't go to the 13-year-old who likes somebody and it's their first heartbreak. You can't go, listen, you'll be fine. Get over it. You got a lot. No, you go, this is their first time.
Yeah.
You've done it three other times already, but you cannot get exhausted in the process because it's their first time every time.
Mm.
And so for me, it's not about finding balance. It's about finding presence. And constantly being present, right? Wherever I am in the moment, in the right now, has my full attention. And then on to the next thing. And I give everything that I have 100% wherever I am. And that, for me, works much, much better.
I love that because we were actually just talking earlier here on the set about balance and, you know, kind of leveraging the resources that you have, et cetera. Mm-hmm. But I like... Can you ever have balance? I think it's impossible.
Yeah. And, you know, and working with people that I work with at all levels, I think from the most ambitious to the individual who doesn't recognize how much they're actually doing, that struggle for balance is what makes us all feel inadequate.
Yeah.
Because what we look at is where we're falling short. What we don't do is celebrate the progress and recognizing how far we've come. So to me, also, you do yourself a disservice by not just trying to focus on the present. So if I was here talking to you, but I'm thinking about the grocery list and this child needs this and the husband needs this and I got to do this when I leave, I would be all over the place.
Right.
And I wouldn't give you or you my best, right? So much would get lost and I can't actually do a single thing about any of those other things anyway. So stilling myself and getting centered and focusing on one thing allows me to give everything my very best. And that to me, that means so much more than just trying to fit it all in.
I love it. Be present in the moment that you're in.
Yes.
Savor it. In the moment that you're in, guys.
Yes.
I might have been trying to do all this wrong as it relates to the balance.
Like I said, we're all doing the best that we can. It's the savor in the moment. So I literally was having this conversation in a group earlier today. And I said, you know, if you could consider your life to be like your birth being the admission ticket to the amusement park that is this entire world, how would you ride this ride? because everybody goes to the amusement park and they do it different.
Yeah.
You know, some folks go in.
Yeah.
Here's the entrance. I'm going to go to the very first thing.
Mm-hmm.
Some folks say, I'm going to start at the back and work my way all the way to the front.
Yeah.
Other folks say, I'm going to get on the ride that's the most popular and has the most people that are going to be there so I can hurry up and make sure I get those mm-hmm. rides in. Right.
Yeah.
Some folks get what I call those fast passes, you know, the legacy admissions, mm-hmm. the privilege mm-hmm. that comes with certain status.
Mm-hmm.
And other folks barely had a chance to get into the park where their mom was like, listen, don't ask me for nothing extra when you
that's
get in
right.
here. You're lucky that we're here.
Then you're glad that we're
here. Come on. We're going to meet in the parking lot at 12 for those sandwiches and that chicken that I fried. And then we'll go back into the park. Right. But we focus on all the great things.
Yeah.
The one thing that we don't do when we go to the amusement park is worry about what's not working. We don't worry about the employees who are fighting, the trash that's getting picked up, when the supplies are coming, who's getting paid, who's not. We are focused on creating the ultimate experience that we want to have. And so for me on this journey now, what I try to do is inspire people. You have a limited amount of time in this park that is this entire universe.
Right.
What do you want to focus on your time?
Yeah.
And what stamp do you want to leave in this park?
Ah,
how do
love
you
it.
Live out loud in that way?
Mm.
Yeah.
I mean, and you just explained that just in a way to where it makes sense. I mean,
it's
not simplicity, but at the end of the day, it's like, what ride do you want to go on?
Yes.
What do you want to focus? You've got all this.
All of it. And you can't touch all of it. You won't get to all of it. It's impossible. So what is most important to you?
Yeah.
Not what everybody tells you you need to try.
Right.
Not what everybody else thinks that you should do or expects you to do.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have unlimited access, what do you want to do with it? And it's just my brain works in pictures that way and metaphors. And so, you know, I am about simplicity. It's like, how do we make this make sense?
Right.
Because I always want the math to math. And when it's not, you know, I tell folks A plus B always equals C.
Mm-hmm.
And when it doesn't, we are working with the wrong variable.
Yeah.
So it's
we
like,
need to take a writing pencil
come
and
on,
figure it
come
right.
On. And don't be afraid to erase, draw lines, pull pages out.
Yes.
The book is yours and your future is yet written. So what do you want to do with it? That is the beauty of all of
I'm
it.
I'm getting therapy myself today. Thank you, Dr. Spear.
Come on.
I love it. So beautifully put.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Law 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Spring is sprung and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
And I want to kind of relate that to aging, too, as I mentioned earlier, you know, kind of the title of this episode is, you know, stand tall, chest out, you know, your posture as we age, you know. Why do you think women, and then this is just in general question, that we may hunker down as we go through this aging journey versus standing tall?
Oh, because we shrink.
Mm.
Because we've been told by the world that our value lies in our youth.
Yes.
And that as we age, we are supposed to fade to the background and let other people take center stage.
Mm-hmm.
But what we recognize is how confusing that message is because we feel so much more full as we age, right?
Yeah.
I look at my younger self and go, girl, I thought you... Oh, I'm so, let me hug you, baby.
Yeah.
Let me hug you.
You didn't really
have it going on. You thought that you did. You know, one thing, it's so funny. One thing that comes back to me, I think about when I was in my 20s and I went into this club that was like a grown and sexy club. It was supposed to be 25 and older. So I'm like, well, I'm 27, yeah. Let me come in here and show these old folks what to do, right? And they had this contest of women mm-hmm. that were just kind of strutting their stuff, and the audience was supposed to vote for them. Okay. And the woman that actually won that contest that night, she was like 47 years wow. old. She was a bodybuilder. Mm-hmm. She was just giving it. And, you know, and the older women in the club were just going crazy, right? They were like, yes, girl, it's you,
go,
right?
Go.
Now, the men, on the other hand, okay, we're looking and they were like, yes, girl, it's you. But this 27-year-old little hot thing over here that doesn't know that I'm about to exploit and get all up on this, we are going to vote and bark for you. And I thought in the end when she won, I was like, let her have it. She's older. You know, she probably needs this. And now I look back on those days and I laugh to go, girl, you had no idea mm-hmm. what was going on in this world, mm-hmm. what you needed, mm-hmm. what the journey would be. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't trade anything for this era of my life.
I'm with you.
You know, this fourth decade, although believe it or not now, you talk about aging well, mm-hmm. they actually say that the sixth decade is the best decade of your life.
Okay, and I'm close to that.
Oops, so. Are you a lie?
Hmm? Nope.
Listen, close they said it don't crack.
That's
they said
right.
It don't crack.
That's okay. Right. But yes, you mentioned like this time in your life now. Yeah. It's like, it's our most confident, or at least I feel my most confident.
Because you know yourself differently and you are resource differently. Mm-hmm. You have more knowledge. Mm-hmm. You have more relationship. You have more understanding of the way that all of these systems work. There's a different kind of confidence. You know what you're capable of. You know where those areas of improvement are. Mm-hmm. It's just a different kind of comfortability that lets you sit back and not just celebrate you, but celebrate other women.
Exactly.
Right? Because you get into this era where you look and you go, collaboration over competition is really what it should have always been.
Yeah.
But when we're younger, right, and we don't know, when we feel so inadequate, so insecure, so uncertain, mm-hmm. that kind of causes us to armor ourselves against one another. Yeah. And so we lose that sense of sisterhood and mentorship and community, but we find it again in this phase. Yeah. And it just is like,
it feels good.
Oh, for the soul, right? Food for the soul.
Collaboration versus competition.
Always.
I love that.
Always.
I love that.
Oh, yeah. Because pieces of a lot is so much better than all of nothing. Mm. Right. And when you're first getting started and you're just trying to hoard and give mm-hmm. me. Mm-hmm. But what you will learn is that partnership will take you farther.
Yes.
You can go farther and faster in partnership.
Mm. But she's dropping some nuggets. She's dropping some good gem nuggets.
Listen, I've sacrificed a lot. I have been disobedient a lot. So I have learned a lot of lessons.
So what do you think, though, Dr. Spirit, as it relates to, you know, what we just said again, that, you know, this is the best time really of our lives because of what we bring to the table, our maturity, the experiences, our background, all of the things that we can help pull the other folks along with us, right? I'm inviting people to join me on this journey.
Yeah.
I don't claim to be an expert. Mm. I bring industry experts in like you to, again, viewers, listeners, to help with mind, body, beauty, fashion, anything that will help as we move through this journey.
Well, you know, one of the things that I think would help is I think that as mature women, we have to do a better job of reaching back to younger women.
Yeah.
Because that is such a big complaint, right?
Yeah.
We talk about that competition, and there seems to sometimes be some sense of competition, or at least minimizing or disrespect of what our younger sisters are going through.
Yeah.
We can look at them and go, oh, you don't know anything.
Yeah.
Or, you know, come see me later. Or you think you cute and I got an attitude.
Mm-hmm.
And I can remember even as a younger woman having that sense of, I really wanted to be in sisterhood with older women.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking to them for guidance.
Yeah.
I wanted to be like them. I'll give you a great example.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in undergrad, I worked in a children's hospital in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the women around me were older.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew I needed to step my game up, right?
Yeah.
They all used to dress really well. Girl, I'm an undergrad in college. I can't afford top ramen noodles on most days, right? So to dress in a hospital with doctors and professionals.
Yeah.
So I literally used to go to the Goodwill to go and get my suits, $3 and $4 suits. And then I would pay a tailor like $10 to customize them. So I was trying to keep up.
Right.
And what I was looking for was acceptance.
Mm.
What I got from the older women was, she thinks she's cute. because it would also get the attention of the doctors, because most of them male, still dealing with ageism and all of that. Mm-hmm. And so it always created a sense of, I'm not one of you. And so I think as older women, what we need to do a better job of is making our younger sisters recognize that we see them as women.
Yes.
They're not our daughters.
Yes.
They're not our children. They're not our nieces. So don't belittle them.
Right.
Right. But to bring them in and also to recognize that there is value in youth.
Yes.
That they have things to teach us.
Yeah.
That they can support us and move us along. Because these generations, we just kind of lose ourselves and then become dinosaurs and fall off the map.
Right.
And it doesn't have to be that way.
Exactly.
So we should be mixing it up amongst us in every decade. We need friends across every generation.
Across everyone. Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
And that's what I really, one of the key messages and really visions for Zeal, Aging Redefined, is, like I said, leave that roadmap. I have nieces that are, you know, 26 and 27. And I want them to know, like, guys, this is something you need to look forward to.
Yes.
Don't dread it.
Yes.
Don't dread it. This is something you need to look forward to.
And recognize, you know, it's like it's going slow and quickly all at the same time, right? 26, 14 years from now, they'll be 40.
Right.
But they can't even imagine themselves at 35. It just seems old.
Yeah.
So really recognizing how the age part of this is all relative, but the experience is everything.
Yes.
That goes back to it. It's like, what do you want to continue to experience, and how do you slow down and recognize it really is a journey?
Yes.
You know, we need to be millionaires in our 20s, drive the fancy cars, have the good houses, have everything.
Like instant
gratification. But recognizing that it literally does take decades to build that lifestyle.
That's right. And we're here to help. We're here to help you.
To
help you.
How do I help you, sis?
Exactly. So what should we tell or advise women that may be struggling a little with this aging journey?
Yeah.
Because I've had friends, I've had colleagues to say, you know, I'm not feeling it.
Yeah.
Like I'm not good with it. So what can we share with them that may be struggling a little around
I always call it, I call it the double claps, because what I do is I say it's therapy. It is therapy. Get you some, especially for the older generations. Yeah. Now, the younger folks already recognize the power of therapy.
True.
They are looking at it and they recognize that mental health requires prevention and care and treatment, just like physical health.
Mm-hmm.
But for us older generations, we don't see it that way. So it becomes a luxury.
Yeah.
But in the reality is that we all need mental health care, just like we need physical health care.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time we get to this age, we have carried all of the weight and the burdens of the traumas and the dramas, the heartbreaks, the sadness, our stuff, our parents' stuff, our grandparents' stuff. We are burdened and downtrodden by the time we get to this stage with all the regret, the despair, the disappointment, the, is it going to happen? Is it not going to happen? Have I missed this? And all of that is in our thought process.
Yeah.
So therapy allows us to wade through those thoughts and find our way to peace with every single one of them. And we need that as like that safe space to really process, to let go of the heaviness of what we're carrying, to give us the space to be able to savor the right now that we're sitting in, and to give us the hope and the enthusiasm about what's yet to come, right? Because all of that is required. And that's what great therapy does. And so I tell every woman, if you don't have that, but you got, girl, you got your esthetician, you got your nail tech, you got your dermatologist, you got your gynecologist, you got your hair person on speed dial, you got your wardrobe person, you got the person that cleans the car and cooks the food and cleans the house and does all that, and the man that does it. And when then we don't have the person that gets our mind right and keeps it right.
Yeah.
And literally your brain is the single organ in your body that uses 25% of all of your energy every single day. All the calories you consume, come on, all of it, all the calories you consume, everything you process, 25% of it is just the organ that is your brain. And so if you don't have an expert helping you keep that thing wired like it's supposed to, everything else is interconnected, so it all falls apart.
And why do you think it's almost like taboo, though. Mm-hmm. I think to your point, the younger generation, they get it.
Yeah.
They get it. They understand the importance of it.
Yeah.
And I know as a community, Black and brown communities, we have not talked about mental health and getting the help from a therapist standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
But I know it's changing some. Mm-hmm. What else do you think needs to happen?
Well, you know, part of it is I say that as a professional in the industry that we have to hold our community to a higher sense of accountability.
Okay.
Because there was a period where mental health care, just like physical health care, was not for people of color. As a matter of fact, our industry actually said that Black folks did not have the psychological ability to have mental health conditions because we lacked the fortitude. We weren't smart enough to have mental health conditions. And once they decided that we could have them, the ones that they actually named as mental illnesses were things like drapetomania, which was if you chose to flee enslavement, if you tried to escape your masters, they actually said that you had a mental health condition. And yes, and how they treated things like depression and anxiety, slave masters would literally say, they would pass along to other plantations, if you have a slave who refuses to work and shows what was actual signs of depression, just start to cut off fingers or toes and they will get themselves right together. And so for the longest time, there was danger and harm that was happening within the profession. Many of the psychiatric and psychological institutions actually supported the racism, the systemic racism, as it related to our care and treatment. Mm-hmm. So there's been a lot of harm that has to have repair and has to have accountability. Mm-hmm. But as more folks of color begin to come into the field, as we begin to decolonize the work, as we begin to show up to integrate our actual historical generational practices into the work, these are becoming healing spaces. And so what we have to know is, as I love to say, this ain't your grandma's therapy.
Right, exactly.
This is not your grandpa's therapy. This is something different that we're doing, and we have the luxury to actually heal now. We are beginning to have it look like it is supposed to look, and actually, in many instances, even better than it was designed.
And I know that from a like therapeutic, I guess, if that's the correct way to say it, standpoint, it's different for different people,
absolutely.
I would assume, based on what you're going through. But what can we share with viewers and listeners around, again, it's not, I don't know, I guess when I think about therapy at times, it's like almost like this deep, deep thing.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it is, but
sometimes it is. Yes. So the, what I love to tell folks is that it's not all the same. It's about where you are on your journey.
Yeah.
And so some people think, oh my gosh, we're going to get in there and we're going to open up all the stuff. And I don't want to open up all the stuff. And then I go, well, good for you. You don't have to open up all the stuff, right? Different therapy is needed for different things. So some people just have today's stuff that they want to work on. Yeah. Some people just, it's stress management. How do I handle all of the things that I'm juggling now? Some people, I'm trying to figure out an answer to a problem. Some people, I'm at an impasse in a relationship and I can't figure out how to have them hear me, and I don't really want to hear them. So help me get it together. And I love to tell my clients, oftentimes for folks who are in therapy, they're in therapy for people that won't go to therapy. Okay. I'm trying to figure out, how do I deal with these folks?
Exactly.
Okay? And so therapy is a lot of different things, but it is customized to who a person is. And as it relates to being therapeutic, I say lots of things are therapeutic.
Okay.
Sitting with your friends, eating the food that you love, doing things that make you laugh, anything that relieves the stress, that invites the feelings of goodness, that allows you to thrive, is therapeutic. But only therapy is therapy. And that is a very specific, specialized, customized process in order to help you soar. That's what it's intended for.
I told you I'm getting therapy.
You're getting all the good stuff. Are you getting the good stuff?
Yes.
We're trying
to
make this thing happen.
Oh, I love it. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Spirit.
A pleasure.
You know, again, just taking us through the importance of it, what it is.
Yeah.
It's different for everyone.
Absolutely.
I just love what you said on, you know, bringing those things in your space that make you happy or make you smile or just relieve some of the tension.
Yeah. And most of us don't know what it is.
Well,
so
I was
going to
ask you,
ask me,
and
please.
Then, how do you,
asking for you.
How do you kind of figure out those things, you know?
Yeah. I say you have to allow yourself to go on the journey. That is what I love about therapy best. Two things. I say you are not going to therapy in order to be able to tolerate the pain. You're going to therapy in order to be able to tolerate the joy. Because most of us have suffered so much and labored and endured so much that we know how to do the grind well. We don't know how to do release and relief well. And we actually feel guilty when we're resting, when we're enjoying, when we are doing better than surviving, right? Mm. And then the other part of that is it's really about giving yourself the space to meet yourself. Most of us don't even know who we are because we've been told this is what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
This is what our expectations of you are. This is how the system works. You just follow the script.
Yeah.
So you would be amazed, especially for women, the number of women who will say, I don't even know what I like. I don't even know what my hobbies should be, because when I wasn't doing what they told me to do, then I was taking care of everybody else.
Yeah.
I don't know my favorite candy. I just eat whatever is like by the table. I don't know what I would really do if I had 3 days by myself to just explore. I would probably feel guilty.
Yeah.
I should probably be doing something. I would tackle the to-do list.
Mm-hmm.
And so I tell people all the time, you can't know yourself if you haven't met yourself. And if you've been on autopilot, just going, how could you possibly know? Because knowing requires exploration. You have to be an observer to how you're experiencing something to know if you like it or you don't, you know?
And you have to allow yourself, like you said, to just stop.
To just stop and have the experience.
And just have the experience.
Yeah. You know, and I love to simplify it. I love to say, like, think about strawberry ice cream. You don't know if you like it or not until you've had it.
Sure.
And you don't get to decide that you do.
Mm-hmm.
You just get to discern whether or not you do. So a lot of us lack discernment in who we are because we haven't had the opportunity to really hear ourselves, to really know, oh, girl, you into that. You like that a lot. Girl, that
and you're probably
you.
Good at it.
Come on.
Because you enjoy
Come on.
It.
Come on. Yeah. But the things that we enjoyed, we haven't even been given permission to experience because we've been wrapped up in productivity that you don't have time for hobbies or enjoyment. This is calling your name. This requires your help. By the time you get to doing something for pleasure, all the guilt and the shame and the embarrassment and feeling like you should be doing something else creeps in.
Yeah.
So I have to teach people how to stop shooting on themselves. I say that all the time.
I love shooting on them.
Stop shooting on yourself.
Stop shooting on yourself.
You know.
I love
it. Yeah, that's the one they go, what you should be doing is, girl, let me tell you, did you do
that's
now
right.
what I would do if I was you, right? All the shoulds, and you never get to go inward to go, girl, how are we doing? What do we need? What do we want? What is going to work for us? Because we're in such codependent relationships where we're thinking and worried about how everybody else is going to receive
That's
who we are and what we want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. This has been awesome.
Oh.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
so
you for
much.
Inviting me.
Oh, no. We're going to have you back.
Girl, come on.
Because I know your schedule is really hectic.
It's crazy.
But we're going to have you back.
Yes, please.
But this was so... Even just for me personally, this is for the viewers and the listeners. But I mean, even just when you think about, I always think when I'm sitting and trying to just
be,
you know,
sit
just
with
be,
yourself.
It's like, okay, I need to be doing something.
Yes.
So
without realizing that you are doing something.
Exactly.
Right? Because your brain is trying to have a conversation with you. It's trying to connect you. I love to tell people we have really quickly these three parts of yourself, your feelings, your thoughts, and your behavior. And your feelings are your body's alarm systems to what you need in order to be okay. But most of us are so disconnected from how we feel because we've carried so much that to feel anything would be to feel tons of things that we don't want to. So what we try to do is avoid, distract, do anything we can not to feel, when the real thing is we have to unpack all of that to get to the place where what we are feeling constantly feels good, because we are behaving in such a way consistently that we like the experiences that we are having.
And we're behaving in those ways that bring us the joy.
We are choosing us. Choosing us.
Love it.
Come on, choose the joy. But you got to know. You got to know what brings the joy in order to choose it.
Choose the joy, but you have to know what the joy, what brings you joy, right?
So you got to go on the journey. You have to go on the journey.
Well, I'm ready.
Come on, the journey is worth it. Girl, it's worth it. Trust me, I promise you. It's not easy,
but I'm enjoying this part. So, you know, it's like, what's to come?
Yes. Lean in, right? Lean in, not back. Lean in, savor.
Lean in, God.
Come on. Come on. Yeah.
Well, thank you again. We've got one last thing to do, though, before we wrap up. Okay. It's a little show.
Ooh.
A little show, a little fun, a little fashion.
Oh, Lord, just a little show.
A little fun game we call Crush the Negativity.
Ooh.
So it's going to be a phrase, question, word, maybe, that society may have deemed a little negative as we age as women. And we want to flip the script.
Okay.
And I want to hear kind of your positive sentiment around these words or phrases. Okay. Menopause.
Ooh. Now, this is interesting. So menopause, all we hear about is how bad it is, right? But what I am learning is that it doesn't have to be as bad as it has been.
Yes.
Hormone replacement therapy. Get with a great gynecologist. Get with a great functional medicine doctor. Because all we hear is the hot flashes and the waking up in the middle of the night and the brittle hair and it's falling out. But what I hear is a different phase in life where I don't have to worry about hormones and pregnancy and all of those things. And I can finally swing from the chandeliers, child.
Yes. Yes. I love it. One of our, one of the guests that was a doctor mentioned the same thing. When I said menopause, you can't get pregnant.
Come on. Come on. That's why the sixth decade is so good.
That's right.
Come on. Come on.
Okay. Wrinkles.
Oh, wrinkles is really interesting because for the longest time, I tried to do everything that I could to avoid them. But I really think about them as the tracks of the journey, right? The wrinkles tell the story because it's the expression of how you hold your face most of the time. So the laugh lines. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I've had joy.
Yes.
Right?
Exactly.
I've had joy. The settling in, the gravity means I have been connected to this earth. Right? Because the gravity is about pulling you to the center so that you don't float away. So all of that says, how deeply did I plug in? How present did I get? And what stories will my expressions and my face and my hands and my back and all the parts, what will it tell? And as I look at all of the ancestors, as I look at all of my elders, and I see all of the wrinkles perfectly assigned as a result of their destinations, what will my journey say about me?
Right? Amen.
Because it's being written now.
Yeah.
I am an elder. I will be an ancestor. What will my journey say about me?
And let me tell you what that story was.
Yeah. And make you curious about the parts that you can't see so that you go looking, because that is what makes you live forever.
Love it. Now, these are the best answers.
Girl,
Last one, Dr. Spirit. Okay. Now, don't you think you're too old to wear that now?
Ooh, girl, listen. How I measure that, because sometimes they might be right, okay? How I measure that is I look to the left and to the right of me, right? My youngest daughter is 6. My oldest is 22. I want to dress in ways that let them feel comfortable in their moment and let them know that I am not in competition with them. And they don't have to be in competition with me.
Yes.
So for me, it's not about age as a number. It's about an energetic energy that makes space for a collective in the room. Right? So I'm going to keep the heels. You're going to see some of these, right? I'm going to keep these heels, right?
They are cute.
But if and ever, these heels don't work for these ankles, these knees, or these hips.
Yep.
Please understand that I will be too old to have them on.
And okay? You have some fly flats.
But I will, though.
But she will.
But she will. Yeah. Okay, we'll design them together.
Exactly.
With some orthopedic support.
You played the game beautifully.
Oh, I love this.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
He answered the questions and then gave us some nuggets.
Come on, let's get it. Let's get it.
Well, again, thank you so much, Dr.
Oh, my
Spirit.
Pleasure.
Again, I appreciate it. I'm grateful, thankful
oh,
that you were here. You have, again, allowed me to go through therapy well as everybody that listened and watching.
Yes.
So thank you. Thank you again.
Always a pleasure. I'll come whenever you ask.
And
so
I will do the same for you.
Come on.
Do
Remember, y'all said
you.
It, okay? Let's all show
it.
Up.
I said it.
Collective. I love it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you, Zeal family, for joining us for this episode. I know you learned a lot, just like I did. So join us next week as we continue real talk conversations around aging. Zeal, Aging Redefined, your go-to for aging fabulous.
Yes.
Bye. Go kick some ass.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save.